soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis, sounding the alarm on July 17, 2022. This is regarding their war effort described, the war against God, Jesus, and the peoples. I've been speaking of the most unusual and unprecedented war for over 2 years now. It's here, worldwide. I'm going to describe what the war wagers are doing, though some people see only certain elements of their tactics. War effort. Weaken the enemy, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, physically, and financially. Deplete them, maim and kill. Reduce the numbers of enemy opposition. Control communication, censor, create disinfo and propaganda. Hinder and isolate people. Create division, factions, undo any cohesiveness of the opposition, cut off supplies, cut off food and water. Use weather weapons of heat, drought, rain, flooding, quakes, fires, chemicals, and radiation. Disarm the enemy. Make them agree to surrender to total control, giving up their rights. These are extremely dangerous times, which the Word of God called perilous times. Men are lovers of themselves to the extreme, with everyone doing what is right in their own eyes. This led to spiritual blindness for the many and the most. They cannot discern the time, so they can tell the weather as a hot day, a cold day, windy day, or rainy day, if there was such a thing. And I've realized that even during the flood of Noah, those who were destined to perish outside the ark could tell it was raining. That, too, was an unprecedented event, for it had never rained before that time. But by faith, God warned Noah about what was coming, and he moved in earnest heed and built the ark at God's precise instructions. We're in a war so massive and mighty, it's underway in the earth today. It's not a localized war, as in the Ukraine or the Middle East, as has been common for decades. No, this is a coordinated war effort against the populations to weaken them and get them to surrender or perish as the new world order advances. It too is already here, with the globalists standing in power over every nation, state, city, and town. The only freedom from these tyrannical masters is to be spiritually in Jesus Christ, abiding in Him. Here is the one and only place that no weapon will succeed, with not even a hair upon the head perishing, as Jesus tells us. God has dealt long and hard for great spans of time. So few, too few, have heeded his voice. As God said about wisdom that beckons fools in the city to forsake foolishness and receive the ways of God that are enduring blessing. But no, the majority insisted. And God has promised them to receive their own due reward and perish for their stubborn choice against him. God offered peace, joy, and life in Jesus, his only begotten Son, a Son so full of love that he offered himself as a ransom for those who would believe. The believing that is active in behavior and speech, not one of mere mental assent. You know, people say, Lord, Lord, but do not obey him. They deceive themselves into their own demise. Lines have been drawn. Judgment from God is set and underway. Some will be allowed to repent and make amends with God as they confess their own selfish, self-centered, stubborn wills against him, as they refused his voice, as they chose the things he detested, on and on, grieving his Holy Spirit until they drew the wrath of God upon their own heads. That is what people have been experiencing for the last couple years, being forced to stand here and stand there, forbidden to stand within certain distances from others. The orders to restrict their breathing with cloth instruments over their nose and mouth. Crazy. Unprecedented. lawless ordinances and regulations. These are the times of lawlessness. People are getting their due. They believe the lies, the big ruse to get them to partake of the lethal insertions that would wound and kill eventually. All of this, though, if one had the ears to hear and eyes to see the reality, they could perceive the obvious contradictions in their dogmatic threats of danger and their remedy. They have made a killing, both financially and actual physical death. They have even admitted the falsehood of their planned patented substances that they have been using as a weapon of mass destruction, though named Vax Nation. The numbers were fake. They lied, and people would have been better off never taking their kill shots. Now many have been wounded, paralyzed, and given AIDS, HIV, heart defects, and other serious ailments such as cancer. It's hard for most to understand. This is real, not a dream. No, it's a nightmare in reality. One that was planned by people of the night that love darkness and death. These are the ones at the helm of the catastrophic ship of doom. Either get off this Titanic ship and into the Jesus lifeboat or perish. They told you, reduce the world's population to 500 million. It was in stone, the Georgia Guidestones, until recently. And even in the movie script from the 1970s, a movie about the assassination of John F. Kennedy, a president of the United States, by these global thugs. I'm speaking of the war effort against humanity. It's all over the world. That is, all who are not in the club cult of the beast. The beast is everywhere, controlling governments, commerce, corporations, media, education, and religion. There's nothing one can do about it, and there's no banding together with resistors to their diabolical plans, and those who try will perish. They have outgunned you, so to speak. God is allowing them to finish their setup to where they say, peace and safety. Then comes sudden destruction without remedy from the hand of God. A fierce wrath without being watered down or restrained one bit. Jesus Christ is coming in fire with all his angels with him and those who have obtained his salvation. Woe, 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 woe unto the wicked, the Lord says. This is Trevor Davis, soundingthealarm.com.